Well, good morning, church. If you will, if you'll join me and open your Bible to James chapter 3 this morning for our study of God's Word. When I was growing up and living at home with my parents, I heard them say to me many times, young man, you better watch your mouth.
我以前还年轻住在家里的时候，我的父母亲常常对我说一句话，说年轻人，你要注意你讲的话。
Or sometimes they would even say, son, you better choose your next words very carefully.
有的时候他们会说，儿子啊，你们，你讲的每一句话，每一个字，你都要小心的，谨慎的选择。
These are the kind of things that parents say to their children when they're trying to teach them that words have consequences.
这是很多父母亲要用这些方法来教导他们的子女，我们讲的话是会有后果的。
And one of my parents' favorite ways to enforce that principle was by washing my mouth out with soap.
我父母亲有很多方法来 加强我这个观念，其中他们最喜欢的一种是用肥皂来洗我的嘴巴。
I remember many times having a bar of soap grinded into my mouth after I said something inappropriate.
我记得有的时候我讲的不合宜的话的时候，我父母亲他会把肥皂剪成很小块，然后放在我的嘴巴里面。
I was then told to sit on a stool for 5 minutes with that soap just stinging in my mouth.
然后要我坐在一个椅子上不能动，让那些肥皂在我的嘴巴里面五分钟。
Now I can tell you from experience, soap smells pretty good.
从我这个经验，我可以告诉跟大家分享，肥皂闻起来很香。
But I can also tell you, soap tastes terrible.
也可以告诉大家。 吃起来是很不怎么样的。I've
eaten a lot of soap in my days.
我以前吃过不少的肥皂。Now
I knew then, just like I knew now, that soap wasn't the ultimate remedy for my tongue.
现在我也知道，这个肥皂呢，并不能把我的讲出来的话洗干净。
I understood that soap didn't fix my speech problems back then when I was a kid, and it still doesn't fix my speech problems today as an adult.
虽然我在年轻的时候有这个经验要把我不适宜的话洗掉，但是到现在我还是必须要很努力的不要把这些事情洗掉。I
have learned that I need something much stronger than soap to help me with the problem of my mouth.
我们讲话不适宜、不合宜的讲话，这个除了用肥皂来以外，我们需要更大的力量来帮助我们不讲不合宜的话。This
morning, James is going to teach us about the problem of the tongue and remind us that there is only one who can really cleanse the tongue and tame the tongue, and that is the Lord.
今天早上我们要分享的是雅各书第三章，雅各就是要告诉我们，我们除 用肥皂这个是没有什么用的，我们只有靠神能够控制我们的舌头。So
if you will, if you haven't already, open a Bible to James chapter 3, and let's read the first two verses together.
我们现在请大家把雅各书翻到雅各书第三章，我们大家一起来念第一节和第二节。James
writes in, starting in verse 1 of chapter 3, he says, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers. For you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body."
雅各书第三章第一节，我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。原来我们在许多事上都有过失。 若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。James
here is addressing not just teachers, but all of us.
雅各在这里说的并不是只有对教师们说的，而是对我们所有人说的。
But he is especially addressing in this passage those in the church who desire to be teachers.
但是他也更强调，他是要讲在教会里面的教导人的。
James is speaking of the speech that comes out of our mouth that guides and instructs and leads other people.
是在教会里面指导教导还有指挥的人。
He uses the pictures as we read this morning of a bit in a horse's mouth or a rudder on a boat.
他是用好像一个马嘴里面的嚼环，我们的舌头好像马嘴里面的嚼环，还有舵，一个大船的一个小的舵。
And those are pictures of steering mechanisms.
我们可以用这个来想象这件事情。
And he likens our tongue to a bit in a horse's mouth or a rudder on a boat.
我们的小小的一个舌头，就好像是一个小小的环，嚼环在马的嘴里面，高大的马的嘴里面，还有一个小小的舵，对一个大的船只来讲。
And James has some warnings for us, whether you are leading one person in a discipleship relationship, whether you're leading 10 people in a small group, whether you're leading 100 people in a small church, or you're leading 10,000 people in a mega church.
雅各在这里说的是在教会里面的教导的人，他即使是可能是一个人、十个人、千个人，或者是上万个人。
God wants us to be good teachers.
神要我们是好的教师。
And what God is concerned with is not only what comes out of our mouth, but also what our life expresses.
神是要我们不要要做的教师，是要我们能够身体力行，我们能够做得出神的话。
And in chapter 2, right before this chapter that we're in here, James makes that point that our faith without a good life is worthless.
在雅各书第二章里面，雅各所说的，就是说如果我们只有信心，但是没有活出信心，没有活出信心的行为，那就是没有用的。
James is emphasizing just as much what comes out of our mouth as what our life communicates.
雅各要说的，我们讲的话跟我们所活出来的是平行的。
So this morning, if you're taking notes, the first thing I want us to do from this passage is I want us to identify the way that you may stumble in your life with your speech.
今天早上牧师要跟大家分享的第一件就是说，我们要认清怎么样，我们是怎么样跌倒的。
In verse 2 of our passage, James says that we all stumble.
雅各书第三章第二节说，我们都在言语上跌倒。
We all stumble with sinful speech.
我们都讲一些不合宜的话。
Many times,cursing and unwholesome words come out of our mouths.
讲一些不圣洁、不清洁、不好的话。
But again, what James is focusing on here in this passage is the speech that comes out of our mouth that actually misleads people or misguides people.
雅各在这里强调的是更严重的是我们讲出来的话误导了别人。
In verse 6, if you look down at your copy of God's Word, it says, the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness.
雅各书第三章第六节说，舌头就是火，在我们百体中，舌头是罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且它是从地狱里点着的。
And in verse 5, just right above that verse, he says, how great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire, referring to your tongue.
第五节，这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看那最小的火能点着那最大的树林。
The picture here that James is painting is that a small word can cause a big problem.
雅各在这里要讲的就是说，我们讲的小小的一句话、一个字，但是可以造成很大的问题。
And James's audience, who James is writing to, understood this very, very well.
雅各在对的这些听他讲道的这些人，他们其实都很明白这些事。
In the first century, the time that James was living and writing, people understood starting fires was very dangerous.
在那个时代，大家就知道，挑起一个火是一件很危险的事情。
You had to be very careful when you started a fire in the ancient times because everything was flammable.
在那个古时候，尤其严重，因为所有的东西都是很容易燃烧的。
Houses were built from wood and straw and hay and branches.
房子都是用木头造的，甚至是一些茅草造的，所以都非常容易被火燃烧。
And when you start that fire, you run the risk of actually burning down your own house.
如果你开始有一点点火引起的话，可能会把你整个的房子都烧掉。
If you weren't careful, you could actually burn down your neighbor's house.
甚至如果你不小心的话，甚至把你邻居的房子都也烧掉。
And this time, you could have burned down the whole village by starting a small fire.
甚至可以把整个的村庄都烧掉。
And this is what James is highlighting about our speech, that we need to be very careful about what comes out of our mouths.
这是雅各要强调的，所以我们说出来的话，我们必须要非常非常的小心。
One little spark out of your mouth could burn something down.
我们讲出来的一个小小的话，就可以把某些事情毁掉。
It could burn down a relationship with someone around you.
可以破坏掉我们跟 我们周围的人的一个关系。
It could burn down a church.
可以破坏我们跟神教会的关系。
It could burn down the reputation of Christ.
甚至破坏了神的荣耀。
And I think oftentimes, if you're like me or me in the past, you think that your words don't have that much consequence.
有的时候我们想到，没有想到我们讲的话会有那么大的后果。
Sometimes we think we can just say words of fire and damage something, and then we can just turn around and say, "Oh, I'm sorry."
我们想说，我们如果讲了不合宜的话，做了不该的，我们就说对不起，就算了。And
if you just say sorry, well, then everything is good now.
以为说了抱歉，对不起，就所有事情都解决了。
But the problem is, you've already burnt it down.
但是问题是，可能你已经把这个
See, there's no verse in the Bible that says you can burn something down and then just say sorry and it comes right back.
在圣经里面没有这一句话说，你把事情毁坏掉以后，你说对不起，这件事情就没有没事了。No,
when you burn something down, what must happen if you want it to come back?
当我们把事情做了一些破坏、毁坏掉一些事情的时候，我们要怎么样能够可以回来呢？
You must do the hard work of rebuilding it.
我们要需要花很多的精力，把它重建。And that's why
James says in verse 9 of our passage, he says, "With our tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the image of God." Verse 10, he says, "From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so."
这就是在雅各书里面。 第三章第八节，唯有舌头没有人能制服，是不知邪恶物，满了害死人的毒气。我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头诅咒那照着神形象被造的人。颂赞和诅咒从一个口出来，我们的弟兄们，这是不应当的。What
are some ways that you stumble with your tongue?
有什么哪些时候你会因为讲话而
The Bible addresses so many different versions of sinful speech.
在圣经里面有很多讲说有一些不合宜的话。
Talks about ungracious speech.
如果我们讲一些不是很好、很圣洁的话。
Talks about interruptive speech. That's okay. She's got a harder job than me, for sure.
All right.
Way harder. So someone who's interruptive or who's always...
干扰了这句话。
Talks about name-calling, calling people names.
就是讥笑人家，讲一些嘲笑人家。
Or maybe you just use the volume of your voice to overpower people.
甚至用很大的声音来嘲笑。
Different ways we need to be on guard with our tongue against hurting people and starting fires.
我们必须要很小心我们讲的话，也免得引起火灾。
This morning I want to give you four ways that we start fires with our mouth that we need to be on guard against.
今天早上我要用四样不同的东西来提醒警惕大家。 防止这个造成火灾。
And one way that we start fires with our mouths is just by being complainers.
其中一个就是我们抱怨。
We sometimes whine too much.
有的时候我们抱怨一些小事情太多了。
Right? And if you've been around a complainer very long, what does that do when you're close to a complainer or a whiner?
如果你常常跟一个喜欢抱怨一些小事情的人在一起，你会怎么样？
It just makes you want to get as far away as possible, doesn't it?
你是不是觉得不想跟这个人在一起，想要跟他离远一点？
A complainer and a whiner separates people.
抱怨和抱怨小事这些人，他们让人会分开。
It divides people.
好像分成。
It destroys unity.
它破坏了大家的合一。
That's why Paul says in Paul says in Philippians 2:14, he says, "Do all things without grumbling or complaining and disputing."
腓立比书第二章十四节说， 凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
A second way we start fires with our tongue is by ridiculing people.
另外的话就是我们讥笑或嘲笑别人。
The Bible says that sometimes we belittle other people around us.
我们瞧不起别人。
We critique their faults.
我们对苛求一些小的错误。
And what does that do to relationships?
这些会对于我们人和人之间的关系有什么影响呢？
It separates.
它造成我们分离。
It divides people.
造成我们分不同的党。
And it destroys relationships.
破坏了我们之间的关系。
That's why in Proverbs it says, "Whoever belittles his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding remains silent."
所以在箴言十一章十二节说，藐视邻舍的毫无智慧，明哲人却静默不言。Another
way that we have to be on guard with our speech is sometimes we like to gossip.
还有另外我们必须要注意的，有的时候我们喜欢搬弄是非。And
gossip is speech about another person that is not positive.
我们常常搬弄是非，都是讲一些人，不是讲一些好话。
And Proverbs 16:28 says, going the wrong way here. Proverbs 16:28, I guess it didn't make the slide. There it is. Sorry, guys. Says this. It says, "A dishonest man spreads strife, and a whisperer separates close friends."
箴言16:28说，乖僻人散播分争，传舌的离间密友。
The Bible instructs us instead of talking behind people's backs negative things, we are instead to go to them and address the issue, whatever it is, face to face.
我们不应该在背后谈论一些人，我们如果有什么，我们可以找到这个人，当面的把话说清楚。
And the last, another way that we can start fires with our tongues is by sowing discord.
就讲散播一些谣言。
I want you to turn in your Bibles with me over to Proverbs chapter 6.
请大家翻到箴言第六章。
And in Proverbs chapter 6, the Bible tells us 7 things the Lord hates.
第六章，神不喜欢七件事情。
Starting in verse 16 of Proverbs chapter 6. Let me read these and then make a comment. It says, there are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers.
箴言第六章十六节到十九节，耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他所心所憎恶的共有七样，就是高傲的眼、撒谎的舌、流无辜人的血的手、图谋恶计的心、飞跑行恶的脚、吐谎言的假见证，并弟兄中不散纷争的人。
That last phrase, one who sows discord among brethren.
最后一个就是在弟兄中不散纷争的人。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Sowing discord means sowing suspicion about another person.
就是这就是说不对另外一个人不是很公平的一些话。
So it's when you make comments about another person or another person's life that are not fact-based or substantiated.
如果我们在讲一个人的在他的背后的时候讲的并不是实话而且很夸张的话。
Maybe you say or question a person's motive.
要搞清楚他到底你讲这些话的动机是什么。
And by doing that, you're causing other people, sometimes groups of people, to be suspicious about this man or woman.
因为你讲的这些话会造成别人对这一个人的一些怀疑。
And the Bible says, you just read it yourself, God hates that.
这个圣经里面说神是不喜悦这种的。
You should never sow suspicion about a brother or sister in our family.
我们不可以。在弟兄的背后来散布谣言，不散纷争。
Proverbs 26:20 says this: For a lack of wood, the fire goes out; and where there is no whisper, quarreling ceases.
箴言26:20，火缺了柴就必熄灭，无人传舌，争竞便止息。
So clearly, where there's no wood, you can't.Have a fire continuing to burn.
这个很明显的，如果只要没有了这个木，就火就止息了。
And the proverb states that when you stop whispering behind people's backs or sowing suspicion or gossiping, guess what? Quarreling will quiet down.
这就是如果我们不在背后说别人的闲话，就这些闲话也就止住了。
Again, all these are little examples of fires that we can start with our mouth.
这些都是一些很多的很小的例子，说我们所讲出的话可能会造成一些问题。
And James wants us to be on guard against these things. Be aware of these things, that these things come out of our mouth if we're not careful.
雅各就一直在强调，让我们讲话要非常非常的小心。
James' call to us this morning is, do not be a fire starter.
雅各叫我们不要作为一个纵火的人。
And we have to remember from the words of our Lord that every fire you start will be confronted one day.
圣经里面也告诉我们，如果我们讲的话，到有一天我们都会被审判的。
Jesus said this. He says, "I tell you, church, on the day of judgment." People will give an account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
马太福音十二章三十六到三十七节，圣经告诉我们：我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来，因为要凭你的话定你的为义，也要凭你的话定你为罪，定你有罪。
So what has God given us? What do we have as Christians? What resource do we have to cleanse and tame this little devil in our mouth?
在圣经里面，神告诉我们什么能够让我们控制我们的舌头呢？
We know soap is not going to do it.
我们说闲话当然不是一个该做的。
James tells us in our passage this morning, God has given us one thing to help us guard against using our tongue in an ungodly way.
圣经在告诉我们有一个方法能够控制我们的舌头。
And it's called faith.
那就是信心，信靠。
The whole book of James is about one topic. It's called faith.
这整个的雅各书里面就是告诉我们信心，信靠神。
The message of James is teaching us what faith is and what faith does.
这个雅各书里面告诉我们什么是信心，然后这个信心会能够对我们做些什么事情。
So the second thing we need to do for taking notes today is we need to, from James's words here in chapter 3, we need to practice as Christians walking by faith.
第二件我们今天要讲的就是我们要怎么样实践靠信心来行事。
He says in verses 3 and 4, he says, giant horses can be controlled, and giant ships can be controlled. You see that in verse 3.
雅各书第三章，我们若把脚环放在马嘴里，叫它驯服，它就能调动它的全身。那个船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只有小小的舵，就随着掌舵的能够转动。
I just want you to see it again in verse 3 and 4. He says, we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us. And we guide their whole bodies as well. Verse 4, he says, the ships also, they are so large and they are driven by strong winds and they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs.
这是第三节和第四节，就是一个小小的脚环就可以控制高大的马，一个小小的舵可以掌握这个船，一个大船的方向。
He says in verse 7, beyond that, every kind of beast and bird of reptile and sea creature can actually be tamed and controlled by man.
第七节，各样的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族本来都是可以制服，也已经被人制服。
But what does he say in verse 8? He says, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison.
那第八节告诉我们，唯独舌头没有能被制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
He says, your tongue is restless.
我们的舌头是一个害死人的毒气。
What does restless mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
It means it's unstable.
就是说我们不是很稳定，不能控制。
It's injurious.
是一个很有破坏性的。
It has the ability to kill things.
甚至可以杀死。
That's why James likens it to deadly poison.
这是一个害死人的毒气。
It has the ability to kill human relationships, and it has the ability to kill your relationship with God.
它可以把我们和人和人之间的关系破坏掉，甚至可以破坏我们跟神之间的关系。
But there's good news.
幸好
there is one thing and only one thing that can control the tongue.
有一件事情，也是唯一的一件事情，可以控制我们的舌头。
And that is faith.
那就是信心，信靠神。
Faith is what connects you to God.
信心是我们能够跟神连接的。
Faith is what gives you the connection to the power source to control your mouth.
靠着信心，才是我们能够靠着神来控制我们的舌头。
James is teaching faith, and only faith can control that little devil in your mouth.
雅各书强调就是只有靠信心，靠着信靠神，借着神我们才能够控制我们的舌头，我们的嘴。
That's why the Bible calls this walking our life. He calls us to walk by faith.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，我们要行，要靠信心而行。
What does that mean, walk by faith?
这是什么意思呢？
It means living your entire life under the guidance of the Spirit of Truth.
他的意思就是说，我们整个的人生，我们的一生里面，都要靠着圣灵的带引来活出信心。
A person who is walking by the Spirit or who is walking by faith is
一个人能够靠着圣灵的带领来行事。
Is a person who's completely submitted to the Spirit of God within them and completely submitted to the Word of God in front of them.
就是我们要完全的信靠神，我们完全照着神的意思。
That's why Paul says in Galatians 5:16, he says, I say to you, Christian, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of your flesh.
加拉太书第五章十六节，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
He says, if you're striving every day to submit your life to the Spirit of God and striving with your life to submit your life to the Word of God, he says you won't say crazy things.
我们如果完全信靠神，靠着神的带领，我们就不会讲一些很不合时宜的话了。
You will not say harmful and sinful and injurious things if you are walking by faith.
我们若行在靠着圣灵而行，就不会讲一些很有破坏性、很不合宜的话。
Proverbs 15:28 says this, the righteous or the believer, the one who has a relationship with God, he says the righteous ponders how to answer. But the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things.
箴言十五章第二十八节，义人的心思量如何回答，恶人的口吐出恶言。
A person who is walking by the Spirit is thinking, is what is coming out of my mouth, does it truly honor and please God?
我们如果是在圣灵带领下讲话的话，每一句话都会在想，说这是不是圣灵要我，然后是不是能够荣耀神。合乎神的心意。
A person not walking by the Spirit just talks, just says whatever they feel, whatever mood they're in, it just comes out of their mouth.
如果没有圣灵的带领的话，就是想要说什么就说什么，会经过圣灵的先筛选。
Because they're not submitted to the Spirit of God and to the Word of God.
因为他没有完全信靠神。
Walking by the Spirit is pondering what comes out of your mouth. Is it pleasing to God?
如果是我们就是要讲靠着圣灵带领，每一句话讲出来都在想着是不是合乎神的心意。
And that's practical for all of us. Amen.
就是让我们每一个人都应该这样做的。
But again, James here is addressing individuals who want to be teachers.
就是雅各强调这是给教师们的话。
And he's reminding those of us who aspire to teach, again, not from a pulpit, just from a small group or a one-on-one discipleship.
这个教师不论是一对一或者是一个很小的组织，几个人而已。
That we need to make sure that our instruction to other people is submitted to the Spirit of God and to the Word of God.
我们都是要照着神的话来教导，而且要信服信靠神。
Christ, as you know, he commissioned his apostles to teach the whole counsel of God.
所有的信神的人。
And he gave them strong warnings.All through his ministry.
他警告所有的人，在他整个的这个教导的当中。
that those who start adding to the scripture, adding their own ideas and own thoughts to the scripture, there would be some repercussion to that. Something bad would happen.
如果教导的人他不是按照圣经的话语，而是加一些他个人的想法、个人的意见，他将来是会受到。
We see that in Revelation 22:18 and 19.
启示录二十二章。
We don't have to turn there, but just as a reference for you, the warning is adding to Scripture is going to add to you the plagues that are recorded in this book.
启示录二十二章十八到十九节，如果你没有圣经没有关系。我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证。若有人在这预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。这书上的预言。若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的名。
And conversely, withholding what God says is also equally an offense to God.
同样的，如果他不是为了荣耀的神，只是讲个人的事情的话，也是不对的，不合时宜的。
God has called us who desire to be teachers to teach all that God has revealed in His Word.
神要我们教师们要教导他在他所讲的话。
And in verse 3, as we read this morning, teachers are going to be judged more strictly.
在第三节讲说，这个教师们会被受到更严厉的审判。
For leading the church according to their own preferences or their own ideas.
如果他的教导不是按照圣经，而是按照他自己个人的意见。
Versus what is written in God's word.
这是神所说的话。
Verse 5, he says, the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things.
第五节说，舌头在白体里是最小的，却能说大话。
James is saying that the tongue is a small instrument, but it can do great things in both ways. It can do great good things, and it can do great bad things.
我们的舌头是一个很小的，在我们的身体里面是一个很小的部分，但是它可以做很大的事情。这个大的事情呢，可能是很好的大的事情，也可能是一个坏的大的事情。
It all depends on who's controlling the tongue.
这就是看是谁负责管理我们的舌头。
If Christ and His Word is in control of your tongue, it can do great things.
如果是神在控制我们的舌头，管理我们的舌头，我们就可以做很大的好的事情。
But if it is not, beware, James says, you will start fires with your tongue.
如果我们不是靠神来控制我们的舌头的话，那就讲的话可能就会是引起一个很大的灾祸。
Maybe we remember the story in Mark 5 about the demoniac on the Sea of Galilee.
如果大家记得在马可福音第五章里面讲的一个故事，一个人被鬼附的故事。
There was a man full of demons. He was completely out of control, and everything that came out of his mouth was cursings and awful things.
这个人被鬼附，他讲出来的话都是一些诅咒，很不好的话。
And no one could control him.
没有一个人能够 control， 不能控制他。
Until what？
一直到
，until Christ showed up and spoke His word into that man's life。
一直到神到了那里，出现在他的面前，才能够控制他。
And His word immediately subdued and controlled that man。
神的话语马上立刻就控制了那个人。
And it says after that encounter with the living word, that man left that place using his mouth to bless God and evangelize others.
这个人被医治，被鬼被赶出去以后，他也用他的嘴来颂赞，告诉别人 神对他做的事情，耶稣对他做的事情。
The point is, God can take your corrupt, messed up mouth and he can use it for good and for his glory if you will submit your life to his word and his spirit.
这个故事就是告诉我们，神可以改变从一个很被鬼附的一个嘴，一个人，可以把它改成，把这个鬼赶出去，变成一个信靠神，能够讲出合宜话的人。
As we conclude this morning, let me just give you three ways that you this week can walk by the Spirit and bless people with your mouth.
今天在结束以前，我要讲三个方法，三件事情，就是说让大家的嘴能够说合宜的话。
Proverbs 12:18 says this, there is one whose rash words are like sword thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
箴言十二章二十五节，说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为一人的良药。
So this passage just teaches us that our words have the power to bring healing into people's lives.
就是说神的话可以医治人。
When people are hurting and you say something that is understanding and kind, you can bring healing into that person's life.
如果我们用靠着神，信靠神，我们所讲出来的话可以让人家觉得舒适，医治。
Or conversely, your words can be like sword thrust into people.
另外相反的话，我们可能的我们讲出来的话反而是像如刀刺人。
Do we ever think about that? That when we say things, it's God, in God's eyes, it's like driving a sword into someone's heart and life.
大家可能也有这种经验，别人讲的话会让好像你的心如刀割。
But God wants us to use our words for healing.
神要我们注意我们的话。
Number two, another way that you can bless people with your mouth is to use your words to make people glad.
另外就是我们可以用我们的嘴讲出让别人欢乐欢喜的话。
So the anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad.
箴言十二章二十五节，人心忧虑，屈而不伸，一句良言使心欢乐。
It seems so simple, but it is so powerful.
看起来很简单，但是其实是非常有力量的一句话。
People all around us, even this room, we're can be stressed out and anxious about so many things.
我们周围的人常常有很多人都已经经过很多的压力，不是那么高兴。
And someone right next to you, maybe today, needs a good word from you to make them glad.
但是如果刚刚好坐在你旁边的人跟你讲了一句话，就让你的心欢乐。
Are we thinking about that as we leave here? How can I make my neighbor glad with what comes out of my mouth?
就我们今天离开这里的时候，我们希望我们想想看，我怎么样让我周围的人可以欢乐。
And number three, Paul says that we can use our words to build people up and give grace.
第三个是我们要怎么样让造就人的话让得到益处。
Ephesians 4:29 says this, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for the building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.
以弗所书第四章二十九节，污秽的言语一句不可出，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
There's a story of a well-known pastor who was at the home of one of his parishioners for a birthday party.
最后我要跟大家讲一个故事，就是一个牧师，他在参加一个生日宴会。
And all the ladies apparently had stepped out from the party to run an errand and left the men alone together.
在这个地方，女士们都很忙，在准备这个宴会，所以有一段时间，所有的女士都离开这个地方。
One of the men said, "Well, since the ladies have gone out, there's this story that I got a hold of today, and I would like to tell you all."
就在这个时候，就有一位弟兄说，现在趁现在没有一位女士在这里，我有一个故事要跟大家分享。
But before anyone had a chance to hear, the pastor witnessed another man at the party.
就在这位要想要讲故事以前，那个牧师就注意到有另外一位弟兄就开始讲话。
Say, hold up just a minute.
请等一下。
True, the ladies are not here.
是的，女士们都不在。
But the Holy Spirit is here.
但是圣灵在这里
and is more sensitive than the most fastidious lady.
圣灵会对更感受到
and then he asked,
比那些很苛求的女士会更容易感受到
and then he asked his fellow brother, is your story fit for him?
所以他就问这一位要讲本来准备要讲故事的弟兄说 你要讲的故事适合给圣灵听吗
He paused.
那他就停下来。
And then thanked his brother for the kind reproof and chose not to tell the story.
那结果本来要讲故事的这位弟兄，他就去谢谢这一位阻止他讲故事的这一位弟兄。
As we close today, let us all heed the same reproof to watch our mouths.
让我们大家今天离开这里的时候都能够注意我们的嘴巴
and to examine whether or not our speech is truly submitted to the word of God and is pleasing to God
是不是我们讲的话都是 照着圣经的带领是不是都是合神的心意
Amen
同意吗
Let's pray
大家把祷告
Father we ask As the psalmist prayed, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight.
亲爱的天父，我们在这里感谢，我们在这里祷告，求你以后让我讲的话都能够合乎你的心意。
Search me, O God, and know my heart.
检验我的心，知道我的心意。
Try me and know my anxious thoughts.
试验我
See if there be any grievous way in me.
有很多 有没有不合宜的在我的里面
And lead me in the way everlasting.
带领我让我走永恒的
We pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen. Amen.